Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Gimel Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're still in Simen Shin Aleph, dealing with the halachos of wearing items on Shabbos as it's considered wearing it, Heter Gomer, and Issa Darabaran, or Issa Daraisa. And we left off yesterday in the middle of the Mishneh Berurah, Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Gimel, where we were discussing the din of the Ramah, who said, as opposed to the Mechaber who permitted you to wear a belt on top of another belt, the Ramah forbade that. He said, Yesh Osrim, and we had began discussing yesterday that you can't wear a kerchief on top of a belt that is considered carrying, even in a Carmelis. And now we pick up about 10 lines down into the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkaten Kuf Lamed Gimel, where he says, Ubetaz Sifkaten Yudalid Nosan Eitzah. The Taz gave us an Eitzah, how you could carry your kerchief around your belt. And he says, Shiecha berosh ha-pitzelka berosh ha-chagura baniva, that you go and tie your scarf to one end of the belt, and if you tie it in that fashion, d'oz yenira ki-chagura aruka, you're just essentially lengthening the belt. And then, v'yachru gam ba-pitzelka, you're actually using this kerchief that you have attached to your belt as an additional extension, so to say, of the belt. And that would be permissible to then tie it around you and wear it as a single belt. Alternatively, the Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, Ulefi amavor lekame, as we will explain, yochel lachgeres ha-betzelika aydei hefzik mabush. If the belt over here is going to be around the pants and the kerchief is going to be around a different garment and you have the garment separating one belt, so to say, from the other, dainu machagori hi lemala, the belt, for example, is on the outside and it's around your pants, and the kerchief is around a different garment, that would be permissible. However, I will also likshol amisamit pachas soviv arego, but you can't use the kerchief and tie it around your leg. That's not considered malvush. Ain't no derech malvush klal. Nobody wears a kerchief around their leg. Eliyasa kinis kolel. Do one of the alternatives that we suggested above, o yichroch osa soviv tzavar, or have it go around your neck and wear it sort of like as a scarf, but derech malvush, that will be acceptable as well. So any of these alternatives are acceptable, but to do a belt on top of a belt, that's not allowed, and to put the kerchief that you're using as a handkerchief or something like that just around your leg, that's also not considered derech malbush. Mishneh Berurah continues in Sifkat and Kufla Medala discussing this subject. Vehechon shenoagim lachgar untugartel veibugartel. You're having two gartels over here, a lower inner to the body gartel and an outer body gartel. Dainu hatachton ein noa vashini noa, that the inner one that's closer to your body, so to say, is not so beautiful, and the outer one is more beautiful, so people have the custom of wearing these two gartels normally on a weekday, Vosinkein, that's how they carry themselves, Shutov lachgor b'sheni ala rishon, or asheni, hu katzar, shari. They would normally go and fasten the second one on top of the first one, or the second one is shorter, so that is permissible, brought down the name of the Prima Gadim. And likewise, and if this is the normal custom, the Chayyodim said that you don't have to protest that people wear this if that's the way they normally wear it on a weekday, so they can wear it on Shabbos as well. Then the Mishneh Berurah brings down Kosvach Ronim, the Masha Noagos Kitsas Noshim, Lach Gorbechagora, that custom that some women have, that they go around with a belt, Va'od Chogrin Chagora ala Beged Haruach Milamato, and then they wear another belt around their outer garment, Va'al Shayede Kach Hugba Beged Haruach Minoritz, and the second garment's belt is going to pick up the garment, so to say, so it doesn't go close to the floor, Vosin Ken Shaloy Slachle Kabeged Be'esh Yesh Tit Farefesh, and the purpose of the second belt is so that the garment's bottom doesn't get dirty. Since this is the normal way that they do this and they need to wear this belt, it's serving a purpose, so it's considered a malbush and it is permissible as well. Finally, the Mishneh Berurah concludes in Sifkaten Kuf Lamed Hey from the Ramah that said one should be machmir not to wear a belt directly on top of another belt. V'chein roi linhog. So the Mishneh Berurah says this is true. Al kein shlof mantel shetofer bohem yana, a nightgown or pajama that has within it some sort of a belt, a hemyana. So im rotzelach gor chagora al hashlof mantel, if you want to have a separate belt around the night coat that you're wearing, Yatir Hemyanu Hatovibo, then you should undo the first belt that's around it. However, Umikomakum Love Masui, but if you didn't, it wouldn't be considered carrying. The Batu Hula Beged Achre Shatovibo, this would not be considered carrying because it really is attached, it's sewn into the garment of the night coat or the pajama, as we've already learned, Kideel Basif Chav Gimel. As opposed to Masha Enkein, Im Yach Gor Bishtam, but if you double belt it over here, Havi Chagora Kemasui, then one belt would be a Masui, and as the Prima Gadim brings down over here, it would not be allowed based upon this Chumrah of the Ramah, the Yesh Osrim. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, Umuto lilbosh shnei kovoim ze al ze. He brings down from the Arzurua that a person is allowed to wear one hat on top of another hat, and as well he brings down from the Augur v'chein shnei an pilos. Likewise, a person can go and wear two footwears, two socks, one on top of the other. That's not a problem. And the Mishnah explains, as if cut in kuf lamed vav, two hats, shekein darko b'chol, losum kova gadol agabi kova koton. It was very customary in those days that a person would wear a smaller hat and then he would wear a larger hat over it. And this brought down the name of the Arzurua. The issue foot number 92 brings down, Omnam kishyesh chashash shakova ha'elyon yof beruach me'al rosho v'yov olulichu b'shusa rabim. But if the outer hat, the second hat, has a likelihood that it will be blown up by the wind, so then we're going to learn in Sifkot and Kufnam Gimel that there is an opinion that you can't go out with a hat on top of another hat in that setting. And he brings down as well from the Kaf HaChayim in the name of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that this is their opinion. V'hosiv she'ein divri ha'ramah amurim elu shakova elyon mehudok b'rosho u'kidom she'ein chashash she'ipo. The only time that the Ramah permits it over here, kova on top of a kova, is if it's very well attached and it can't be blown off easily with the wind. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Zayin says you can wear a sock on top of a sock. It means al kol regel. Each foot can have a sock on top of it. Not that there's two socks for 2 feet, but it's four socks for 2 feet. Davei kishnei sarbolim. Because this is no different than wearing two outer coats. The person is cold. He wears two outer coats, so too he can wear two pairs of socks. It's not a problem. Sif Lamed Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Mutulotzeis b'Shabbos b'bote yodayim hanikroim guntish. A person is allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing gloves, b'bote yodayim, and they were known as guntish. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Kuf Lamed Ches, the reasoning is, batam shei malbush gomer. This is a perfectly normal garment that you're wearing, cold gloves. Shai suyin lohogi mipnei akor, and the person wears it to protect himself from the cold. The Yesh Misha Machmeru. However, he brings down a Machmer opinion that says, Mishum dilafomim tzoruch lemashmesh biyodov, that since a person will sometimes need to take off his gloves in order to use his hands, either laharsin menukino, to take a louse off his garment, or parish, or aktzotso, or to take an insect that bit him, to remove it, or, as I would say today, to shake somebody's hands. People have the custom, they take off their gloves, so therefore we're concerned, v'chayshino shema yishkach, you may forget that you took off your glove, and now you're walking, v'osilasu yedalanamos b'shusarabim, and you're going to go and carry dalanamos, and that would be a problem. So therefore, there is a machmir opinion says you shouldn't wear gloves on Shabbos. Foot number 93 brings down an interesting discussion regarding whether you, in the summertime, can wear winter clothing. So he brings down from Moshe Feinzins, that's down the Igris Moshe, Shemutter, a person can do this. It's no different than any other garment that the rabbis were not concerned that you may come to take it off and carry it, Dalet Amos, Rishos HaRabim, so too over here, they weren't concerned. And this is also the opinion of Rishol Mazalman Zatzal. However, he adds, Sheesh L'Stapik, you have to be concerned over here, in Mutter Lotzeis B'Mosa Kayetz B'Me'il Geshem, can you go out with a raincoat in the summertime? Now he's talking about an Eretz Yisrael where it never rains in the summertime, because people may laugh at you and say, why are you wearing a raincoat? It never rains over here. And therefore, you may come to take it off. So he says maybe that's a different situation. The issue foot number 94 brings down, what about going out with earmuffs? They're usually attached well to your head with some sort of a metal connection between one earmuff and the other, or some connection, and it stays on your head. So he brings down for the Shelis Shuvah's Beis Yisrael that this is permissible. They're there to protect your ears, and it's considered a malbush, and it's perfectly permissible. In addition, he says it's different than gloves. Gloves were concerned, according to one opinion, that you may come to take them off and remove a louse or shake somebody's hands. Here, there is no concern with the earmuffs that you'll take them off to shake somebody's hand. He adds further that when you take off your earmuffs, you probably have to take off your hat, and a person wouldn't walk around without a hat, so therefore, there's really low concern that you'll come to take off the earmuffs, and he says, therefore, it's perfectly permissible. He also points out from Nissan Karol Shlita that a person can go out with cotton plugs in his ears. There's no concern over here that they're either going to fall out or that you're going to take them out. Therefore, it's permissible. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Lamed Tes writes that this gentish over here is the gloves. Zehu masha onu korim henshech. This is again gloves. Avo masha onu korim arbil. Now in Targum number 6, he brings down this is min kafofa lechimum shtei kapos yadayim. It's something that you warm up both your hands in, and I think this is what we would call a hand muff, which you insert both hands into. So it brings down the first opinion. Shetochei bo shtei yadav. You put both hands into this. So das hataz deshari lekuliyama. He says everybody would allow this, even those that don't allow you to wear gloves because they're concerned you'll take them off. Here there's no concern. The Baha'i Shuv Leko Lamechash, here there is no concern, Shema Yisirenu Miyado, that you'll take both hands out of this hand muff. Da'afim Yasekach, even if you take one hand out, how are you lovish liyado ashenis for lomikri masoy? So the other hand still has it, and therefore there is no concern. That's the first opinion he brings down. But then he says, but there is an alternative opinion that says the adra of the exact opposite, Sechomer Tvei, that even according to the opinion that allows gloves, they may not allow this hand muff over here. Shebekal nofil miyado, because it's very easy to take both hands out, they slip right out, and it may fall, and the v'asid lasuyi dalad amos, and you may come to carry dalad amos in the shusarabin. Or alternatively, oh, Shirigilin Lesesa Lafamim Kach Biat, because you may come to carry it in your hands. Valkane, Lefimasha Kosav Ashulchan Aruch, the Roy Lochosh Begentish, and that opinion which we said that you should be concerned about wearing gloves, Roy Lochosh Gambazeh, you should be concerned with gloves or with these hand muffs. And this brought down the name of the Prima Gadim. And that's the opinion now of the Mechaber. We just alluded to a similar opinion in the Mishnah Berurah, but here we bring down from the Mechaber, in the name of the Shiboli Aleket, and the Augur, V'yesh misha machmir lahatzuch shiyisperein be'erev Shabbos abot yadayim sham abushav, that in order to wear gloves on Shabbos, you have to tie them in some way to the sleeves of your jacket or your coat over here, or sheikshireim, oh sheikshireim bahem, the kesher shkayama yofi, or they should be knotted in some sort of a kesher shokayama, that's a good kesher over here, but roi lochosh ledvarv, and you should try to be concerned for this opinion as well, and not just walk out with gloves, because there is the concern that you may come to take them off and carry them dalet amos v'shusarab. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Kuf Mem, desu lekel amecha shema yosi miyadav, if it's attached in some way to the sleeves of your coat, then we don't have to be concerned that you'll take your hands out of it, and you'll carry it dalet amos v'shusarab. Kuf Mem Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, you should be concerned over here, quoting the Mechaber, that you should be concerned for this opinion. However, he says, V'achshav no luk ha'okel. Nowadays, he says people wear gloves without having them attached to the sleeves of their coats. Why? V'efshav mishum dekivin shalahar b'poskim ein lanu rishus harabim midoraisa b'zmanaseh. Since we really don't have a real, full-fledged rishus harabim deraisa, that we should make a gzer over here, that maybe you'll come to carry your gloves, because even if you do, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. The nigs are dil ma'osla suyid, and therefore they weren't concerned over here to make a gzer that you shouldn't wear gloves, because you may come to carry them, because even if you do, it would only be over in Isidore Abonin. However, it appears from the Achronim, and he brings down in the Shaar Tzion, Os Kuf Ayin Vav, this is the Bach, the Taz, the Matan Yontif, the Yerabah, the Prima Gadim, and Chayyodim, the Avshein Limchos, Yadam Akilim, even though you don't have to protest against people that are taking a more lenient opinion to wear gloves, Mekomokom Royal Chobal Nefesh Lahachmir. A Bal Nefesh, a person who's Medakdeke Mitzvah, should be Machmir. Now, the issue for number 96 says, why should a Baal Nefesh be machmir? Kivin shachashash yivshot es hakefofos kidei lemamshamesh biyodav lohosir kinu v'chadomer motzu yosir mikol shachashashos shehuskiru. He says that this likelihood that the person will take his gloves off, shake somebody's hand, would be the answer. I would say we don't pull insects off our clothing so much, but since a person can easily take his gloves off and he will forget himself and carry dalet amos v'shusarabim, that's why the Mishnah Berurah, according to Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, says that you should be machmir to take the more stringent opinion not to wear the gloves on Shabbos. Of course, in a place where there is no Erev. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel, Shiyisperem, asks a very strong question from the Taz and from the Vilna Gaon. He says, how does in any way, according to the Mechaber, it said if you tie the gloves or you attach the gloves in some way to the sleeves of your coat, that that's not a problem. He says, that's a masui. That's a real problem of carrying over here, because if your hands aren't in the gloves, so it's not toffel to the beged, it doesn't become subordinate to the beged, and that's really called carrying. He brings various other riots that's correct. But he gives a teretz in the El Yerabah that somehow, by having it tied or attached to the sleeve, it makes it look like it's just an extension of the sleeve, and it's not considered a masa. It's not considered carrying. He brings down another teretz from the Sefer Nahar Sholom, also to the Sefer Shabbos. Daf ayidik shiru bevada eno batu legabi abatu yadayin. Even if you tie it or sew it in, it's not considered an extension of the arms. Nevertheless, holy ace ato lovush bohen derech malbush. While your hands are in the gloves, it certainly is a malbush. And it's only the chashash that maybe you'll take your hands out and you'll take it off, and nevertheless, it's still attached over here to the sleeve in this situation, so it's not going to fall on the floor, and it's not going to be such a concern that you're going to pick them up and carry them, because they are attached to the sleeve still, and therefore he suggests that it may be permissible according to that. Nevertheless, the Taz and the Gros certainly don't agree with this, and they would say that this is called carrying. The issue foot number 95 brings down from Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita, the children likewise shouldn't go out with their gloves clipped onto their sleeves of their coats. Not considered part of the sleeve of the coat, it's a masui. And he says, Yesh lodun sh'af nechshav hadovik yiderech hotzor. And it's really a concern over here that you're carrying it. Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Yofi says, this would be true that you would be allowed, according to the opinion, it says you're allowed to clip it on. It says if you use some sort of a hook, that would also be good. He brings down from the El Yerabah to attach the gloves to the coat sleeves. Sif Lamed Ches. The Mechaber writes, Hayotzi b'Shabbos b'talus she'enu mitzuyetzes kilchoso. Chayev. If a person goes out on Shabbos with a talus that doesn't have proper tzitzis, it's a talit kanfos, and it doesn't have proper tzitzis on it, the way they're supposed to be on it, then you're chayev. You're over in Issa d'araisa of carrying, of course, assuming you're going in a Rishus HaRabim d'araisa. And he says the reasoning is, Mimesha also machutim chashuvim heim etzlo, because those strings are not batel to the garment, because they're not kosher. So they're not batel to the garment, and they're considered important to you, and therefore therefore, v'daito aleim, you have thoughts about them, achi yashlam yaseu tzitzis, and until it becomes real tzitzis, they're a separate entity from the talis, and therefore you're carrying the tzitzis. The garment's not a problem because you're wearing the garment, but the tzitzis that you're now carrying on this garment are a problem. That's the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Kuf Membeis that we learned already previously, Ayin Le'el B'Simen Yud Gimel Sif Aleph in Mishnah Berurah, Shom Mevar Kol Prati Adin Zeh. There we discuss what is considered Mitzuyetzes Kehilchus, or what's a proper way that you should put the tzitzis on to make sure that they're kosher tzitzis and not just strings attached to a garment. Ayin Shom Chazorah of all the halachos of tzitzis. Sivkot and Kuf Mem Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo b'shul atalis, when you chayv over here, it's again not because of the talis. The af agav de'eno makayim asay de tzitzis, because even though you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis on this dalit kanfos, this talis, mikomokom eno chayv b'shul zeh mach b'shabbos, but it's not called carrying the homabushu, because you're wearing it in a way that's acceptable. So the problem is, Elo b'shul atalis achutin, the only reason that you're asur over here is because you're carrying out the tzitzis. Sivkot and Kuf Mendalit, and you're thinking about those tzitzis, they're a separate choshev item, they're not subordinate to the talis. Rotzalomer, and Mr. Brewer is explaining over here in the Mechaber, Hilkach lo botle agav talis, the tzitzis aren't subordinate to the talis, kimo de botle horitzus, legabe kila, like straps would normally be to a canopy, lekamen besif lamates, that we'll learn in tomorrow's shir. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vimhi mitzuyetzes kehilchasa, and if your talis has proper tzitzis on it, afal pish ein bo tchelis, even though it's only the white strands of the tzitzis, it doesn't have the tchelis, the bluish colored strands of the tzitzis, for those that are of the opinion that there is no din of tchelis today, they hold that the Mesorah has been lost and you can't recreate it, so this din is applicable to them. Obviously for those that hold that we have, again, the wonderful mitzvah of tcheles, for those that hold, for example, the psil tcheles that is produced in Eretz Yisrael, is true to tcheles. Nevertheless, even if you don't wear that tcheles, you're still yotze tzitzis mitzuyetzes, a talis mitzuyetzes, even if you don't have the tcheles. So here we're talking about that certainly if you don't hold from tcheles or you don't have the tcheles, mutter lo tzitzis bo b'shabbos, you are allowed to go out like this on Shabbos with such a talis. And again, the Rambam tells us, look in Simen Yud Gimel for the din of what is considered proper tzitzis and what is the halacha of tcheles and lavan today. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Kuf Mem Hey adds, the kaimalon tcheles ain ma'akivis lavan, because no matter what your opinion is about tcheles, whether we have it today or not, everybody agrees that if you don't have tcheles, you still are obligated to put the white strings on your talis and make a talis mitzuyetzes in that fashion. That concludes today's shir.